All right, well, so we better get going. We're running late today, 6:40 already downtown. We'll try to whip through at least 30 news stories for you here during First News. It's fair. It's accurate. You get the damn truth. 2 below 0 downtown. Now, on this date, by the way, when John Glenn became the first American to orbit Earth, circling the globe 3 times, aboard Mercury Friendship 7, the spacecraft in flight lasted 4 hours and then splashed down in the Atlantic Ocean. And kind of related to that, NASA's taken another crack at fueling its giant moon rocket after leaks stopped its dress rehearsal. They pumped 700,000 gallons of fuel into the rocket Thursday at the Kennedy Space Center, counted all the way down to the half-minute mark as planned, with minimal hydrogen leakage well within their safety limits. Engineers are now analyzing the data. The outcome is going to determine whether March is possible for a lunar fly around the moon with 4 astronauts on board. Iran had military drills with Russia. A second American aircraft carrier is in the Middle East now. United States and Iran are signaling they're prepared for war if talks on Tehran's nuclear programs fizzled out. President Trump said yesterday he believes 10 to 15 days is now more than enough time for Iran to reach a deal. Talks on the nuke program have been deadlocked for years. Iran's refusing to discuss it. Israel has scaled back also their attacks on Iran for the last few months, waiting, trying to get something worked out. The president wants to talk. He wants them to work out a deal. The Gerald Ford is there. The Lincoln is there. We've moved in another 50 F-35, F-22s, F-16s. B-2s are ready. I don't think Iran knows what's waiting for them if they decide not to negotiate and carry on, as the leading harbor of terrorism in the world is now in the sights of the U.S., and the president is giving them all opportunities. President Trump met with the Board of Peace yesterday. Talk about initiatives gaining support throughout. Members have pledged $7 billion in aid for Gaza. It will take at least $70 billion to rebuild. The president talked about how we have to stop killing around the world, and the Board of Peace is going to focus on that. Saudi Arabia could possibly have some form of uranium enrichment within their kingdom with a deal with the U.S. Donald Trump and Joe Biden tried to reach a nuclear deal with the kingdom to share American technology. Non-proliferation experts warn any spinning centrifuges with Saudi Arabia could open the door to a possible weapons program, so they're trying to work something out. 4 years after a full-scale invasion into the Ukraine, Russia said they control 20% now of Ukrainian territory. Many of the estimated 3 to 5 million people who remain in the regions under Moscow's control face housing, water, power, heat, health care problems. Vladimir Putin acknowledges there's a lot of urgent problems there in that region. Russian citizenship, language, culture forced upon these residents, school lessons, textbook plans. Human rights activists said some residents living in fear 4 years after that full-scale invasion, and still no real peace seen down the road. Police are continuing their search of the former home of Prince Andrew. A day after the former prince was held in custody, suspicion of misconduct and friendship and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, following one of the most tumultuous days in history for Britain's royal family. He's now back at his home. Police have concluded their search there, but still searching the Royal Lodge for more clues. After all those documents and pictures and film was related with him and Jeffrey Epstein. Recovery of skiers killed in that avalanche in California, the most deadly in 45 years, is dragging out. They said, look, to the rescuers, don't make yourself a victim. That storm lashing California's Sierra Nevada remote wilderness area is still pounding the backcountry. There's avalanche threats all over. The snow is unstable. Rescuers face some real potential perils that killed those skiers as they try to recover the ones that are left. Rescue efforts continue today. New Mexico's attorney general reopened the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's former Zorro Ranch. Allegations of abuse there. The attorney general down there said the decision was made after reviewing information released from our Department of Justice. The initial case was closed back in 2019 at the request of federal prosecutors there. Now there's new revelations out, FBI files out. New Mexico Department of Justice said they will be seeking immediate access now to complete these unredacted federal case files that they have. We talked about the social media trial continuing in L.A. today, allegations that they're harming children's mental health. The trial continued again yesterday. Biggest players from Meta and TikTok facing federal and state trials. Hold them responsible, and it will continue again today. A Virginia judge blocked Democrats from holding an April referendum where they wanted to redraw the congressional maps in Virginia that would impact the midterms. The decision threatens the Democrats' push for more U.S. House seats. People in the news, memorial services honoring the life of Reverend Jesse Jackson will be expanded beyond Chicago. They're going to have events in D.C. and South Carolina. A new event also been added to Chicago. It'll take place March 1st through March the 4th as he died Tuesday at age 84. Other person in the news, Eric Dane, the actor known for Grey's Anatomy, died at 53, had ALS. He died on Thursday afternoon. Family said he spent his final days with the loved ones. In some business news, the White House announced a new trade agreement with Indonesia yesterday. The president welcomed Indonesia's president to Washington to attend the first meeting. President Trump's, under the agreement, said that the economy will eliminate tariffs for 99% of all American goods now going into Indonesia. The U.S. would maintain a tariff rate at only 19% on Indonesian goods. The White House is calling it a great deal that will help both countries. U.S. federal agency that enforces workplace civil rights, they're suing a regional Coca-Cola bottler for sex discrimination. They allege the company discriminated against the male employees by only inviting the women to a network event. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed a lawsuit on behalf of a male employee at Coca-Cola from an event on September of 2024. Good news for mortgage rates. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate slipped this week, lowest level in more than 3 years. Still around 6%, according to Freddie Mac. 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell from 6.01. It was 6.09 last week, so don't count all of the pennies that you will save. That is not a very big pullback, but nonetheless, it's going in the right direction. U.S. stocks fell yesterday. Oil prices were up. The S&P 500 was down 0.3 points. That's its first loss in 4 days. The Dow dropped a half of a full point. NASDAQ yesterday also down 0.3 points. All in all, the Dow fell 267. Some of the players, Booking Holdings dropped 6.1% as their profits weren't as good as they had hoped. Carvana, they were down 7.9%, even though they reported a stronger profit in the latest quarter. Walmart, meanwhile, it pushed and pulled on the market all day after jumping to an early gain of 2.7%. The retail giant delivered stronger results for the latest quarter, stronger than what the analyst had expected. Helping also to limit the market's losses, John Deere. Deere was up 11.6% after the machinery maker reported higher profits than what analysts expected. The CEO said they are seeing a continued recovery in demand from construction and the smaller agricultural customers through their global large ag customers still feeling pressure, though. The large farms that deal with wheat, soybeans, corn, stuff like that, they're suffering. The smaller stuff, loader tractors, hay rakes, things like that, that's all been propelled by the great cattle market around the country. And of course, construction equipment is still going strong. Some of the bigger gains in the S&P came from stock from oil companies because the price of a barrel of oil went up yesterday. Oil prices rose because of the worries about the confrontation between the United States and Iran. Occidental Petroleum, their stock jumped 9.4% yesterday. barrel of oil was anywhere from $66.43 in U.S. to $71.68 foreign oil prices yesterday. The price of gold was up 1%. The price of silver was up 2.7%. And Bitcoin was up 1.9% yesterday. U.S. Commission of Fine Arts, a panel made up by President Trump's appointees, approved the new ballroom for the White House on the East Wing, one of two federal agencies that have to approve the plan. Members originally had been scheduled to discuss a vote on it, but they approved it yesterday. Five of the seven voted once more in favor of the new ballroom. It will be built where the aging, dilapidated East Wing was. It was demolished in October. Of course, Democrats had a fit that it was torn down. It wasn't even usable. This 90,000 square foot ballroom will be twice the size of the White House. Trump said it will accommodate at least 1,000 people. The East Room, the largest room in the White House, could fit only 200 at the most if they would use it. It was like working here at the Sheraton. They had no parking, you know, faulty air conditioning heating system.
Fire alarms always going
off. Water on the floor. It was sinking into the ground. By the way, this is all being built by donated money. And an animal behaviorist is partnering with the Palm Beach Zoo in Florida to try to help an endangered white rhino that has a life-threatening parasitic eye infection. The managing director said that there was a health scare with the male rhino. It could jeopardize the future of their white rhino program. So this Angie Lisanic, who is a precision behavioral specialist, traveled there to administer eye drops to the rhino. Now, I don't know why you would need an expert to administer the eye drops and not a regular vet, but they called her in. They developed a plan on some lessons learned out at the Palm Beach Zoo, where animals are taught to participate in their own care. They teach animals how to participate in their own care. And folks, if your daughter wants to go to school or your son to become a precision behavioral animal expert, there isn't a whole lot of work out there for that, all right?
No.
Pick an accountant, maybe a teacher, something like that. But anyway, it was an eye infection, and they think they're going to get it stopped. Cat Country News Time is 6:54. Sports weather next.
In sports, this was big news yesterday. Chicago Bears, they've been pushing for a new stadium, and it looks like they're going to get it, except it's going to be in Indiana. The lawmakers in Indiana unanimously approved an amendment to it would clear a path for the Bears to build a stadium in Hammond, Indiana. And so Chicago better get that figured out. But they're going to build a dome stadium. Huh. Chicago needs a dome stadium. And also yesterday, the Chiefs for the fourth year in a row have restructured Patrick Mahomes' contract because he makes so much money. He also now is a minority owner of the Kansas City Royals, the soccer team, the Alpine F1 team. He owns Whataburger franchises in Missouri and Kansas, and got his own line of coffee and a steakhouse with Travis Kelce.
Wow.
So he's doing all right.
Well, we're going to warm up today. Looks like 30 degrees. By Monday, we're going to be 54. So normally this time of year, we're at 40. It's 2 below out there right now. You know, last year on this date, it was 19 below this morning.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So we're warmer than we were last year. And, you know, I was listening to your story about that Chicago stadium, even though it's going to be in Indiana. The Cincinnati airport is in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
You know, so they do that kind of stuff all the time.
Right.
And I'm sure the people will still go to the games.
Oh, poor Bears fans. Your team's finally getting good and they're moving.
Yeah. It's 2 below right now. 6:56, that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. It's Friday. Thanks for tuning into The Cat.